Okay, Rabbi Yisrael, we're learning Siman Reish Ches, page 232. We're discussing some of the very important halachas. Some of them are still a little bit unclear, and there's no clear consensus about those shailas. But I think it's important to get the clear background and clarity in the shailas. Okay, Sif Aleph, so the Siman Reish Ches is called Din Bracha Me'en Sholosh, the Bracha Choyna Me'en Sholosh. After the five types of fruit, and five types of grains. The five minim. Shehem, which are gefen, veteino, rimoin, zeis, vetmoro. So it's figs, dates, grapes. What's missing? Olives. Very good, thank you very much. I couldn't beat that, absolutely. So on those five, Mavoyer al-Acharem, you make after that a bracha, bracha me'achas, one bracha me'ein sholosh, which is similar, which is like the three brachas. Now obviously just the name, we call it me'ein sholosh, which is the long bracha achoyna. The name me'ein sholosh comes because it is me'ein, it is like sholosh, the three, which obviously is referring to the Birkas Hamazon, which has three brachas, which are Minat Torah, and that's called the Sholosh Brachos. Benching is called the Sholosh Brachos in Loshna Mishnah, the Sholosh Brachos, and that's the whole long benching. This over here, the Me'ein Sholosh, is only, rabbinical, it's only Me'ein Sholosh, it resembles the whole benching. The truth is, if you look at HaMichya, and you look at on the wording of HaMichya, you'll see actually it's very much based on the long benching, on the whole benching, just a much more summarized and shortened version. But that's why it's called it's called Me'ein Sholosh, because it's like the three. Why do we make a bracha of me'ein sholosh after them, after those five types? Why dafka on those types? Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Aleph, the following reason, mevorach lachem, shemitoich chashivuzan, because of their importance, shenishtapcha bohen Eretz Yisrael, that Eretz Yisrael is praised with them. And so it's praised through them, with them. Kedeksiv Bikra, as the Pasuk says, Eretz, the land of Chita, Sa'ira, Gefen, Veteino, Vrimon, Eretz, Zeis, Shemen, Udvosh. So it's named after the land, Eretz Yisrael, is praised not because of fancy cars and beautiful mountains and beautiful. That's not why the land is praised according to those seven Shivas Aminim, and therefore that shows that those Shivas Aminim are important in their own right, and therefore Kavul and Bracha Chashuva, they have deserved and are worthy of their own important Bracha Bifnei Atzmon, on their own Lachare after that. So because they're Choshuv, they get their own designated Bracha Achroina. I think it's very interesting because I think it's very interesting. The Shivas Aminim, we're so used to it, but really, are they the most delicious? Are they necessarily the most delicious produce? Figs, dates, yeah, they are the nicest. Would you call it? You'd.
You can get them other places as well.
True. But the fact that Eretz Yisrael is praised through them. Must be that the choshev. Yeah, you think that they are particularly beautiful, particularly delicious. Okay, very nice. Yeah. You're not particularly into them. Dates, figs. Okay. Actually, it's praised through them. Okay. Sif Beis is going to tell us a very important yesod. We'll gain clarity through this seif about generally the bracha of cereals. We'll hopefully discuss in Mitzvah Shem in this Seif also that we could talk about gefilte fish. We'll come into this Seif. We'll be discussing maybe as well the halachas of nuts, coated nuts. So all this will be covered in this Seif. So we really need to have clarity in this one. Okay, Seif Beis. Chamesh is mine dogon, the five types of wheat. Shesholkon, that you... So really, the Mishnah Berurah said this is a printing mistake. It's not sholkon, which would mean something else. What it refers to is shechilkon, is a printing mistake on the Mishnah Berurah. It means they are split. So you've got the five types of grain, they have been split. The grains have been split open. Oi, or kusashon, you have been completely ground. And after, basically you made flour out of this, basically, in a way, you have not proper flour, but you have like, that it has gone some sort of grinding. And also in Tavshin, made a dish out of this. You made a dish. You made a dish out of those types of wheat. Kugoyin, such as Maaseh Kedero, a cooked dish. Arifois, with split, Gerish Kamel, of ground, of dice, or porridge even. So you've made a kind of dish with Chameshes Mine Dogon. You've taken wheat, you've taken barley, you've split them, you've gone some sort of grinding process, you've now made a cooked dish out of this. Ve'afilu, and you made porridge, it's now porridge. Ve'afilu eremem dvash, harbe, even if you've added loads of honey. Imagine that, would that be tasty? Yeah, I mean, I can imagine it. Think about, yeah, you've added all, any kinds of, you've added loads of honey in it. Or any other additional foods which have been added to it to a significant amount. So you have only 10% of those grains which have been ground and 90% of other kinds of ingredients. Nevertheless, the boch is mevoich olav, the boch is boire mine mezonos. The boch remains boire mine mezonos. Velavasoif and afterwards alamichlo. Rabbi said this is a very, very essential yisoid. If you have got a food which contains chameshes mine dogon, barley, wheat, oats, chameshes mine dogon, you will make the bracha achon of alamichio, even if it is the minority ingredient and not the majority ingredient.
Rice,
leave out rice, we will get to rice. I'm not addressing rice now. Chamesh mini dogon. It's very good. We'll get to rice. It's a very interesting question. Aval, but im loy nasan a dogon betavshil. But if you have only added this dogon, these wheats and the grains, hele dabkoi to stick it together, or velak poiso, or to, well, literally means to congeal it together, to stick it together. Bottle betavshil. It's bottle in the tavshil. So Rabbi said we're learning now the halacha that when it comes to anything which is made out of chamesh mini dogon. Five types of grains. The halacha is you will always make boire mine mezonos and you will always make alamichio afterwards. Even if it is, it doesn't go according to majority, minority amount of volume of ingredients. Once you've got them in there, you're going to make alamichio. The only exception is if the wheat has been added, the grains, the wheats have been added there for the cooking process, for the sticking, for congealing it, for, there must be a better word for that.
Binding,
thank you very much. For binding them. If it's just purely for the binding element, then you don't make alamichio, it will remain whatever boch it is. If it's charcoal, charcoal, wait, so don't want, and you're going to make, at the end, you won't make alamichio. Oh, schnitzels, very good. We'll get to the schnitzel. I want to speak about the schnitzel. I really want to speak about the schnitzel. Very, very good question. Yes.
So, for example, you had it was a fish pie, let's say, 90% fish, and the base is mezonos. So what you'd say mezonos for that?
I don't exactly know the dish. I do not know the dish. I do not know exactly the dish, but if it's the way I picture it, yes, it will be mezonos. Yes. Yeah, it will be mezonos. Yeah. Is that what Rabbi said generally the bochi has been made on? I don't exactly know the dish.
Well, but you have a chicken pie as well.
Yeah, so is it like loads of, there's dough around it in the middle? I would make mezonos on it.
Even though, I mean, so it's more kosher than, say, the meat and the fish?
Yeah.
The mezonos,
yeah.
With the schnitzel?
Okay, we'll get to the schnitzel. I want to speak about the schnitzel. A really interesting question. We'll get to the schnitzel. Okay. Sif cotton base in the Mishnah Bura. Chameshes mine dogon. Veheim, what is chameshes mine dogon? It is chita, sa'oira, v'kusmin, v'shiboyle shua, v'shipon, rye, oats. So all the five types of grains. Avon mashon ekoirin tatrika, hoi mashon ekoirin Turkish whites, which is corns. The corns, loy bichlal, dogon is not considered the wheat. That's very noigea. That's very noigea to the kidneys on Pesach. For the kidneys on Pesach are not the five types of grain. That's really mamash the same halacha. The five types of grain do not include, for instance, rice or corn. They are not considered the five, and therefore they will not become chametz. That will, the Gemara says, they will not become chametz. What would it become if you add it with water? What does Gemara say? Yeah, well, kidneys is what they are called. They will. What happens if you? I mean, the truth is, if you take corn and you add water to it, what will happen? You cook it with water. What will happen? You make it. It does look a bit like chemotz. No. It just gets soft, right? So the truth is, the Gemara says whatever it is, the process of chimutz doesn't apply to them. The process of chimutz will only apply, rice, think about rice. If you make rice pudding or something, so it does resemble in a way chimutz, but the Gemara says it's not considered the process of chimutz. They will not become chomet. Only the five minei dogon, the grains, they will become chimutz. Anything else will not become chomet. It will not be considered chomet, and therefore it will not become. It's not also. The reason why we are makbid the Ashkenazi Shemini is not to eat kidneys is on Pesach is because of Chashash. It's a gzera. It's an ancient gzera. It's actually close. According to the Ashkenazim, it's close. Very, very close. Very, very close to the Rabbanon. It's not proper Rabbanon, but it's such an ancient minig that Bas were very, very makbid on kidneys. I had an interesting shayla just now about somebody asked about the baby cereals, which are made out of rice, baby cereals. What do you do, baby cereals for Pesach? What do you do with it? It's kidneys. Don't buy them. That's what the baby eats. That's there's ages that. That's basically what you use that basically. It's okay. Yeah. So the man said we say as follows that kidneys doesn't have an issa. Kidneys is a really important rule. The rule is that kidneys doesn't have an issa. Even according to the Ashkenazim, there's no issa of bali roi, bali motze on it. Umi makbid is not to eat kidneys. There's not no issa of possessing kidneys. No problem at all. It's about eating kidneys. Hence, if a baby who is considered chodesh em besakona, a baby is allowed to eat it. No problem. Baby is allowed to eat it. If that's what he eats, no shy about it. Give a baby what he normally eats. But you're allowed to give it. You're even allowed to cook it. There's no problem. All you need to make sure is that you don't get that nobody else eats it. So if as long as he's got his own kelim and his own bottles and his own plates and his own things, it is perfectly okay. Perfectly okay. Perfectly okay. That's a kidney on Pesach for a baby. Now, okay, so Rabbi Isai, this is what Mishnah Berurah says over here with regards to the brocha. So let us discuss a few of the interesting questions. I think a good starting point will be cereals, Rabbi Isai. We'll get to your schnitzel in a minute. Cereals, Rabbi Isai. What bracha do you make on I'm talking about the mezonis cereals. Okay, there's lots of types of cereals. There's the Jarkois, there's the Adomos. I'm talking about mezonis. What's an example of the mezonis cereals?
Shredded wheat.
Very good. Perfect. Shredded wheat. Okay, so without being personal, how does your plate look like? So you put shredded...
It has three.
Shredded.
Two.
So you do that, and then what do you add to it?
Water or milk.
In percentage, looking at the plate, how much is... So the milk obviously would be... Milk on its own obviously would be charcoal. Shredded wheat is mezonis. So, in percentage, how much is shredded wheat? How much is the milk? Looking at a plate.
The volume depends on the volume.
Okay, roughly.
But your intention is to have the shredded wheat.
Oh, one second, you're right. But let's get there, 1 minute.
More milk.
Okay. More milk. Any other mezonis cereals? You go for the shakels, Mustafa. Shredded, okay. If you look at your bowl, yeah? So look at it. How much milk have you got and how much mezonis have you got in there? Probably more milk. Why have you got for cereals? Yeah, what do you go for? You're rushing to do that. You haven't got time. Yeah. So, Rabbi Isai, I think that we've got an interesting case over here. Because, never mind 51%, 49%. But, you've got, I'm saying, you could really say that, I'm saying, without the milk, I'm not going to have it without the milk. I wouldn't have shredded wheat without the milk. I wouldn't have the cereals without milk. So you could argue, I'm making mezonis on the cereal, and I'm making charcoal on the milk. Make sense? You make charcoal on the milk. Does anybody make charcoal on the milk? Does anybody make charcoal on the milk? Oh, only if you drink it at the end. So the Maizah, there are people who do it, but let's get there. So the Rabbi Isai, Rabbi Moshe is a tshuva about it, and the general rule is that you don't make shakal on the milk, and you're just going to make a mezonis. But why do you only make a mezonis? If you've got so much milk in there, why taka don't you make shakal on the milk? Why taka? You're going to end up, you go through a half a bottle of milk, and you don't make shakal in it, why not?
Because you want the shredded wheat.
Very good. That's right. So the answer is, but to rephrase it slightly, the answer is, I will see if over here. That once you've got mezonis, and you're eating the mezonis as a mezonis, so any other ingredient, even if you've got more volume in the other ingredient, more amount of the other, it's always going to be, you go according to the mezonis. No different to mamash al sheif. That's how Moshe brings this. This is the halacha. That when you have a mezonis, you go according to the mezonis, you make mezonis at the beginning, you make lamechil at the end. It's interesting that I did see some of the poskim did say that the chumri should make shakal on the milk. I don't understand. So you have to be mechalek between this seif over here and seals. Why should it be different? I don't know. Pashtos, it's mamash, the same halach as here. Once you've got a mezonis, you make the mezonis and the rest. It's just part of the, it's just enabling you to eat the mezonis. Now an interesting shaila, let's talk about that's an interesting shayla taka. Habos, I don't know what they're called, but those nuts that have got coating, either salty coatings or sometimes they're wheat, like sometimes slightly sweet, sometimes slightly salt. You've got those nuts that produce nasty salt. Do you know which ones I mean? They're coated nuts. Yeah, peanuts. Yeah, around. Does anybody eat them?
Coated with what?
Coated. It's like with.
Wheat.
Yeah. Do you know what I mean? You know, what are they called? Can you describe them better? Nut, peanut, and around it you've got, I think it's quite common. Do you know which ones I mean? You ever seen them? Have you ever seen them? It's Israeli, very Israeli. It's very Israeli. You've seen them sometimes, by Simchas, by Shalom Zochas, I think sometimes they come out. You know which one I mean? Can you describe them a bit more?
It's a peanut.
It's
with about 10 millimeter thickness, like puff pastry, but it's crunchy. It's crunchy.
Very crunchy.
Where'd you get them? I have eaten. I'll tell you after.
Yeah, you know which one I mean, Chaim Yishua? Yes, I think there are sesame on it. Yeah, I think so. Right, they've got white sesame on it. I think so, yeah. Okay, so I think they're definitely very, very common in that, but I've seen them here as well. You know what? Which ones I mean? So which bracha would you make on them? Which bracha would you make on them?
Machlokas.
What? Explain.
Many people break open, make mezonosni outside and make other money inside.
Yeah, no, that's right. So the question is, what are you eating? Is it really the nut that you're interested in? Are you really interested in the nut? And the thing around it, just like to make it a bit more exciting, give it a bit more taste to the nut.
It's a bit like the chocolate peanuts.
Yeah, very similar indeed. Very similar indeed. Absolutely. Yeah. But it depends very much. So it could be that it depends on the individual. Yeah. It could be that it depends on the individual. So in Taka, as you said, it's a machlokes poskim. Many poskim will say that the main thing really is the nut. And others will actually point out to this seif over here. And they say that once you've got mezonis, then probably the nut is just to enhance a little bit the mezonis. But it's not so poshut. But what is even more of a question, and that remains a bit of a mystery, Rabbi Isai, is the schnitzel. The schnitzel remains a bit of a mystery. Because the schnitzel, the ever so popular schnitzel, good old schnitzels. The shaila is, what bracha do you make on schnitzel, Rabbi Isai?
Cool.
Yeah, I think we make shakal. Did anybody make a different bracha than a shakal?
Like a mighty, because you have a Shabbos lunch, so you don't really have.
Oh, so you don't have a good. Okay. Yeah. Does anybody make a different bracha than you make shakal? Anybody? Shakal? Shakal and a schnitzel. You make shakal and a schnitzel. Shakal, yeah. But the Gruns, they also make shakal and a schnitzel. You're going to, so, you think so? Good. Rabbi said, there's a bit of a problem over here. And the problem is Al Seif. Why is Al Seif a problem? What did we learn? That's right. Once you've got breadcrumbs, which are mezonis, you've got mezonis. So the argument would be that, what did we just learn? Any mezonis really that is there for taste is going to be, you make the bracha mezonis. That's the main thing.
Yes.
And you don't go according to the shakel.
It's only there to enhance the chicken, isn't it?
You could argue the pie.
But I'm saying, we learned our halacha that even if you've got, Shulchan Aruch taught us that even if you've got lots of other ingredients there, you still make a mezonis. That was Shulchan Aruch.
Isn't that when it's all mixed in together? Here, the schnitzel with the chicken, whatever, stays as a whole.
So Rabbi Sai, historically, I don't know much about cooking and frying. Again, my wife doesn't let me anywhere near the. But apparently, the official reason why you have breadcrumbs there is for what? The catering classes over here? Any catering classes? Officially. Aesthetics. So I understand, and please tell me if I'm wrong, that it's that there shouldn't be burning. Make sense? Otherwise, the chicken would get fried, would get burnt. Make sense?
Not really.
From the oil, it wouldn't get burnt.
Chicken. In a piece, sometimes I've had shit so where the breadcrumb comes off in the piece, and you've got the white chicken, and the bread comes, the whole breadcrumb thing
comes with.
No, it comes off.
Sometimes. It comes off. Yeah.
So it comes off. Should you then make a
mezonis? Would you make a mezonis? So there is a bit of a problem here because the Shulchan Aruch says the only scenario that you don't make a mezonis is if it's ledafkon velakpoisoy. If it's to stick it together or to congeal it or to, what was your word?
To bind it.
Then we don't go according to the mezonis aspect. Flour is there to bind it. You make shahakol. But that's not the case over here. That's not the case over here. The schnitzel, I'm to be perfectly honest, it tastes much better with. The coating, it tastes much better. Agreed? Yeah. So, lichoira, it's not comparable to the binding. It's not a binding agent over here. By the way, interesting, just to add to the complexity, gefilte fish. Does anybody know what gefilte fish is made out of? They do indeed. There's a substantial amount of flour there, of matzmel, yeah. And nevertheless, there's flour there. And there, what bracha do we make on gefilte fish? Shakol. So that would be a typical example, a very nice example of the lakpoisoy or ledafkoy. There it's clearly a binding agent. It's as a binder. And there, you make shakol with all this flour in there, not a problem. There's a lot of flour there, but you make shakol because it's only there to bind. So you ignore the aspect, that you don't make a mezonis on a gefilte fish. But going back to the schnitzel, you've got a problem over there. Why do we not make a mezonis on the schnitzel? Why do we not? Yeah.
I would have a schnitzel without the breadcrumbs. I would never have the breadcrumbs without the schnitzel. So it's so bottled. It's not just bottled, but it's like really mummish bottled. Its function is at best to make it slightly more interesting. But the meat's so kosher.
Yeah. Right, okay, so that is mamash the answer that the Mefarshim say. The Mefarshim struggle, and to be perfectly honest, there are people who say you should make a mezonis on it. There are people out there who make mezonis on a very choshvit Yerushalayim. Hadayin, who makes mezonis on a schnitzel. He says he wouldn't go through the schnitzel without the breadcrumbs. I wouldn't go through it. And he says that he makes mezonis on it. That's certainly not the minik. Certainly not what general people do. Generally, people would make a shakol on it. And the reason behind it was going to be, the rationale is very clearly what you're suggesting, that it's clearly only because of the cheshivas of the chicken, cheshivas of the schnitzel is the meat element, the schnitzel element of it, and that just only makes it slightly, it's not ledafkoy mamash, it's not to congeal, it's not to bind it, but it's only for practical purpose and maybe aesthetical purpose slightly, but it's not really, you can't call it the ikka. It's certainly only a toffel, it's only a secondary aspect of it. And therefore the post came with a bit of a but they say that ultimately it's there for the schnitzel and not vice versa. That was your nusach indeed. And therefore they say one should take a make shakel on it. I think the question is a bit better than the answer. What do you think?
Could you possibly say that because it's burnt, it's lost its much more burnt?
Good point. Good thought. Yeah, I hear that. It loses its chashivas, and therefore that would be even more reason to make shakal. I hear that svara. Very nice svara. Very, very nice.
Does it really follow the rules of ikum and tofel?
No. It's more. It's the rules of this seif over here. It's not mamash ikum and tofel. Yeah. I suppose the point is that, yeah, that's right. I suppose the point is that it loses chashivas and therefore it goes the contradiction. It's the shakal. To recap, you're right. That is true. To recap what we covered tonight, based on Hashem is Baruch Shemoy, we learn Sif Aleph on the Chamesh Aminim. We make Baruch Achas Mein Sholosh. Baruch Rishon and Baruch Achrona is Mein Sholosh. And the reason for that is because Eretz Yisrael is praised through those Chamesh Naminim, and therefore they have Chashivas. Then we learned a very important Seif. The Seif tells us about the grains, the five types of grains. They are very Choshuv, and you'll always make a Mezonis accordingly, and a Lamichyo subsequently. If the flowers were only added, the grains were only added for binding purposes, then you still remain with the Shahar Koil. We discussed various scenarios, and the point always being that once there is a Mezonis there, generally speaking, you go according to the Mezonis, unless it's Mamash, there's a complete toffle, Tabach, and then will remain Shahar Koil. Good evening, Abbo Yisai.